Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers on irishtalkers.com.
Welcome, listeners. Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers, coming to you as the podcast Irish Talkers, with our own email address, info@irishtalkers.com. Today, our episode is going to be led by Moira O'Brien. Moira has recently realized that Toastmasters International have got a brand new feature in the educational program. And the purpose of today's episode, Moira is going to speak with purpose, I think, is to tell us what she has discovered. Moira, level one, tell us, what have you discovered?
Thank you, Paul. In the last week's episode, we looked in a little bit more detail about the new Pathways Level 1, which came into being in late October this year. But really, we only touched the surface of each project. And just a quick recap, there are four basic projects going into it. The first is the icebreaker, which is obviously not new. The second one is writing a speech with purpose, which is the one we're going to look at in detail today. And the third is introduction to vocal variety and body language. And the fourth one is the evaluation and feedback module. So let's go into the project writing a speech with purpose. And this is really taking you down to the very basics of speech making. Because in order to deliver a speech, you have to write it first. Now, this project is split up into five or six different sections, and it covers the organizational structures of your speech, planning your presentation, and then going from the topic to becoming a well-organized speech. Now, the first section in most projects, in most of the Pathways projects, you start off with the introduction to Pathways. And this is pretty well the same in any project. So once you've done one or two projects, you can safely skip over it and go into the first of the basic sections. In this case, it is Write an Engaging Speech. That's the title. And we're going to cover writing speech with purpose, organizing your speech, know your purpose. Actually, it'll be easier to look at the sections of the path, which you can always get to by going down to the bottom of the screen and clicking on the down arrow, select to move between sections. You can see the whole project from start to finish. Know your purpose. Fourth is plan your presentation. And the fifth section is complete your project. And we're going to look now at organizing and writing your speech. The things that you need to look at in terms of organizing the topics that you're going to look at are to decide what sort of speech it's going to be. They cover the following headings: chronological, topical, spatial, causal, comparative, problem/solution, and particular/general/particular. And these are the ways that Toastmasters is suggesting that you can use to structure your speech. I'm not going to go into the detail. You'll get the detail when you start doing the project. But I just want to make sure that you understand the overall plan that Pathways is going to take you through when you do this project. So you're now going to search. There is a speech topic worksheet. Well, you know there are worksheets in most of the projects that you're going to do. And it's worth looking at that. It gives you the ability to break down your ideas into broad topic options, narrow topic options, and then to decide on the general purpose, and we'll come back to that later, inform, persuade, entertain, or inspire. And then to choose the five most important items, ideas, and rank them in order of importance. So just to quote from the project, turn your top priority specific purpose into a purpose statement. And the purpose statement might sound like this. the audience will be able to recognize non-threatening fluffy or cumulus clouds and identify the difference between these and the more dangerous storm or cumulonimbus clouds, if you happen to be into meteorology. So that was a purpose statement. And they say that you may need to write several purpose statements before it feels right. Remember that a specific purpose must be a single sentence written from the audience member's point of view. And that's actually a very important thing, because your concentration should be on how the audience is going to perceive what you're writing and what you're going to say, because they're the ones you're trying to impart knowledge or entertain or inform or inspire with your subject. So you've got to think of the audience and how the audience are going to perceive what you're saying. So once you've chosen your topic, it's then down to starting to write your speech. We know that the basic structure is threefold: an introduction, a main body with transitions, and a conclusion. And your main body should probably have three sections in a 5 to 7 minute speech. They then go through various things that you need to consider: thoughtful preparation, timing, making choices, your past experience, strong content, and finding balance. So those are all considerations, and there's some detail in each consideration. So what's the most important thing I want to say? Choose one thing and think of why it matters to the audience. And consider only consequential reasons for audience members' attention and concern. What do I want people to hold in their hearts and minds long after my speech? Identify that one thing that's going to give you that key reason for people to listen to you. So they then go into giving an example. And it's worthwhile following through that example. It gives you a clear idea of how the process works from a beginning of an idea and developing that idea into a speech. And it covers polished transitions, the words that you're going to use, the phrases that you're going to make, and when to transition, as well as how to transition. In the example that they give, they have a lady called Alyssa, whose specialist knowledge and interest is about orchids. It would be easy for her to speak on any one of the details of orchid production or orchids in general, create smooth transitions between sections, and develop a compelling speech. However, she has a purpose beyond sharing information, and before she begins to write, she needs to consider her path. The important thing is to know your purpose of the speech. What is your purpose? Is it to inform, to persuade, to entertain, or to inspire? So when you've decided what your specific purpose is going to be, then try to condense what you're saying into one sentence. Then think of how that is going to be perceived by your audience. So you're looking at it from the audience point of view. And you want to make sure that you are being very specific and that the purpose is attainable. We're making progress. You've now got to plan your presentation. Apply what you've learned. Try every resource and prepare for your evaluation. You know you're going to be evaluated. Have a look at your evaluation sheet. Look and see what you're going to be evaluated against. How you're going to be evaluated. Review and apply. What three questions can you ask yourself before you begin to write your speech? What's the value of writing a clearly organized speech? What's the value of an engaging transition between main sections of your speech? How can defining your general and specific purposes help you write an effective, engaging speech? And then, of course, lastly, complete your project, which you have to do with every project. Assess your skills after. You can't finish the project until you do that assessment. Once you've done the assessment, then click on the completing the project. And of course, you've got to give your speech. That's the final piece of the jigsaw puzzle. Well, that was 10 minutes of your life that you're never going to get back again. But I hope that it was 10 minutes of your life that you will consider to have been worthwhile. Paul, do you have any little comments to make before we finally close?
I think potentially this is a groundbreaking experience for all speakers, no matter how experienced they are, to be asked to write down in a single sentence, what's the purpose of making this speech? And to be able to answer that confidently would practically get rid of all nerves. It's often because people don't have a clear purpose other than to survive that they feel terribly nervous. You have a purpose to your speech. There is a very good chance that that purpose will drag you, draw you, pull you through the speech. So I think this is a terrific project.
I have to agree. I'm very impressed with the work that Toastmasters International has put behind this. And I do feel that this is going to give you a really good grounding in speech preparation. And it's a huge step forward. It really is. I'm delighted. And I hope you, listeners, will also find it a lot more useful than the projects in the old level one. So I hope you'll enjoy moving on to your next path.
One point, Moira, to add in, I think, is that often people, when they aim to improve their communication skills, they aim to improve certain speaking techniques, vocal variety, gestures, etc., all of the different things. However, I wonder how many people work on having an absolutely clear sense of purpose. This is much more important than being able to do the right gestures, much more important than all of those other things, tone of voice, pausing, speed, volume, timbre, being able to use rhetorical devices. None of those things are going to be much good to you unless and until you have a clear sense of purpose.
Yeah.
If you have a clear sense of purpose, there's a chance you're going to achieve it. If you haven't a clear sense of purpose, the chances are people are just going to watch you doing your best. And they might admire bits of your gestures and tone of voice, but they're not going to experience, wow, this person has a purpose in talking to me.
Thank you, Paul. You couldn't have put it better. I certainly couldn't have put it better. Let's put it that way. Dear listener, I hope you have enjoyed all the episodes this week. We'll look forward to your company again next week, which will be, I think, the last one before Christmas. I haven't actually looked at the calendar, but we're getting desperately close to the Christmas holiday. Not sure that we will be recording over the Christmas holiday, but do check, because we have been known to do silly things like not recording on Christmas Day, but we'll try. We'll see how it goes.
And listeners, remember that if it isn't a Christmas holiday, it could well be a festive holiday, and we might be recording during the festive season if we're not recording during the Christmas season. Who knows?
Okay, let's call it a day. Thanks, and goodbye from me, Moira O'Brien.
And goodbye. Thank you.
The Talk Show for Talkers is published every week in sections at 4 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Go to our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.